want to join us. Let's go to Charlie. Not begging your pardon. I'm sorry. Let's go to line two, three. I'm sorry. Line three. Roger in Illinois. Good morning. You're on board with Trooper Monty Dial and RJ. Hey, Roger.
Yes, sir.
Morning, sir. You're on the panel. Welcome to the program. Your question.
Good morning. I have a question, actually two questions. First one about the logbook. If you're doing a split sleeper, if you drive 9 hours straight, start up fresh, drive 9 hours, then you take 8 hours break, then you drive another 2 hours, and you take another 2 hours off. Now, what I understand, you can drive your 9 hour again. What I don't understand, how about the 14 hours? I mean, you got fresh 14 hours after the 2 hour break?
No. What you've got to do is, using the scenario that you gave, is after the first 8 hour break, we're going to count the 2 hours driving. We're going to count the 2 hours that you took either off duty or in the sleeper berth. And we're going to count it along with the 9. So right now you're sitting at 13 hours, which means that you would have to go back in the bunk for 8 additional hours.
I see. So there's not really much sense putting you to sleep for this case. You know, you're not going to get your hours back, right?
You will not gain the full 11 and 14 until you have a 10-hour break.
So what I'm saying, like, if you spread it, if you drive 9 hours, and then you take 8 hours off.
Right.
Okay, now you can drive your 2 hours.
Correct.
You have left. So you drive those 2 hours, and now, because you already took 8 hours off, what do? You take 2 hours off now. Now you got 10 hours off.
Yeah, now, but the thing is, because the 10 was not consecutive.
He broke it up.
You broke it up. You used the two periods in the sleeper berth to get your 10 hours of rest until you get 10 uninterrupted hours.
Okay.
That's the only way you're going to get a new 11 or a new 14 is if it's 10 uninterrupted hours.
You can't break that up, yeah.
I see. All right, another question I have. A friend of mine, he's owner-operator, and his brother just got licensed. And his brother is stuck TDL, and he's not 21 years old. What he's argued with me, he said his brother could drive in the state on interstate. I said, what I understand, if you have TDL, you're not 21 years old, you can only drive on U.S. road. You cannot drive on an interstate, either in the state or out of state.
Roger, what chances are if he got a CDL, they put a restriction of intrastate only.
Within the state lines, right.
Within that state. He can drive on an interstate highway. It's just he cannot cross the state lines, nor can he have a load that's going to cross the state lines. His load has to start and stop within the same state.
I see. All right, that's all I want to make sure. Thank you.
All right, Roger. Thank you, drivers. Hold on.